540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More fallout after the release of that video showing the police beating death of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Five officers involved who were fired are facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Memphis police confirmed Monday that a sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, has been relieved of duty since the beginning of the investigation for his role in the incident. Several others who arrived on the scene are also under investigation.
He's there, handcuffs, moaning on the ground, and everybody's walking around nonchalantly like it's business as usual. So it should be accountability for everybody on the video.
That's Nichols family attorney Ben Crump. Meanwhile, three Memphis Fire Department officials have been fired, and they could face charges in connection with the death of Tyre Nichols. A Chicago prosecutor is dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly. Speaking to fellow sexual assault victims.
As a survivor, I know that the courage that it took for them to come forward, and I know that for those who were seeking to have their day in court here in Illinois, that today's announcement may be disappointing.
But Kim Fox says R. Kelly will be in prison for decades anyway on federal convictions. A trial is underway in New York for a woman accused of trying to kill a friend by giving her cheesecake laced with poison.
Victoria Nasora is accused of coming up with the intricate scheme.
This woman concocted a calculated plan.
Prosecutor Constantinos Liturgas, in his opening statement, told jurors the poison cheesecake was a key element.
To get her alone in a room, to try to kill her, and to take her identity.
Nasora's friend did eat the cheesecake, then passed out. She survived, but when she came to, realized her passport and other items were missing. Nasora is also suspected of drugging men that she met on a dating website, then stealing their money. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings stretch from Texas to Pennsylvania. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Inland portions of Texas, as well as on up across the Mississippi Valley and on up towards the Great Lakes. This is an area where there is precipitation, where there is moisture, and it is falling in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been discussing several issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Blinken also urged Israel and the Palestinians to do everything possible to calm recent tensions. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson discussing a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin before the invasion of Ukraine.
He threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know.
Boris Johnson made his comments during an interview with the BBC. This is CBS News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, next year, we've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I want to remind you, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour, the debate. It will continue, Dom. You know, there are a few things, foundationally, I believe in this world.
What's that, Michael?
Well, the DH. The truth. And the devil's advocates, baby. What we do here. People say, oh, I hope you don't change. We never change.
Even doing, come on.
Maturity level-wise.
I mean,
you are Peter Pan and... I'm your sidekick. I'm your wingman. So we're not going to change. But from a branding perspective, from a, you know, corporate marketing perspective, yeah, something's got to change.
Yeah, but we're still the devil's advocates, though.
We're still the devil's advocates.
That,
but the Devil Radio brand, as of Friday at 6 p.m.-ish, is dead.
It's dead.
We're going to kill it right after the show.
Just like Trump killed the American dream.
Baby, we are, think about this. 6 years ago this week, February 1st, we became a Milwaukee radio product when we launched on the former Resistance Radio that we mentioned in hour one. The poorly branded, oh so user-friendly for the corporate sorts that might buy radio ad campaigns, Resistance Radio. That was a bit much.
You know, sometimes it sucks to be so right, though. I mean, if there was not a thing to resist, what and it's Trump, what would be?
It was a direct response to the election of Donald Trump. The resistance part was Trump. But now Trump's not the president, right? Resisting Tony Evers?
Well, I mean,
Tony
it depends
Evers?
On who you ask. Ask him. He thinks he is.
And the devilish part, you know, well, we're still going to be the devils. But as a corporate brand... I think Kathy, my pal, had a few too many puffs and a few too many glasses of wine that day. She somehow cajoled me into thinking that was a good idea. But the heart of what we do, dude, you know, I know, and hopefully the audience knows, is get out there and tell the truth each and every day. There's a long-form read at the Washington Post, an opinion piece about objectivity in journalism. We don't need that. We need... to know what the truth is. And like it or not, I tell you the truth. And I know, Dom, you've never had a problem telling me your truth. It's just a warp truth. 844-967-2789. Steven calling in from Green Bay, our first Green Bay caller. Steven, welcome from WGBW.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
How are you listening to us today?
I'm actually in my car right now listening to you right now. So, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for actually, you know, coming up to Northeast Wisconsin. Before this radio station came on air, I actually had to subscribe to Sirius Radio to get a progressive viewpoint, and now I can actually get one on my local radio. So that's amazing. With that being said, I'm hearing, you know, different views about you taking Daniel Kelly's money. And if it keeps progressive talk in Northeast Wisconsin, take all the Republicans' money, who's going to give it to you?
Steven, my contention would be it's going to help us continue to grow statewide. And if we can set a good example, we might see it replicated in other swing states. A lot of people watching our efforts here, Civic Media, my partner Sage. Sage is kind of a big shot. A lot of people watching what it is we're trying to do here. And Steven, I can tell you, Dom and I have been dreaming about having an impact in the Fox Valley, because that's the make or break, or one of the so many make or break parts of the right. state politically. But Steven, dude, you live in a city that votes red, despite the fact it's a city. It's got a college. You got to be a blue town, man. At least Brown County. We got to turn Brown County blue. And, you know, we're going to have fun at our downtown studios, man. We're right in the heart, right in the downtown party district, right where you would want us to be, Steven. You know, they're a title town, but we're in a good spot.
I agree with everything you're saying. I actually moved here 2 years ago from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, which is Portage County, is blue. And I was surprised how red Green Bay is. I'm actually part of the Brown County Democratic Party. And I'm putting Democrat yard signs everywhere I can, just to try to do the same thing you guys are doing, turn Brown County and Green Bay proper blue. It's really important. And I will say one thing, though. Just a quick programming thing. Your signal out here is a little weak at night. I can't get it in certain parts of Green Bay. So that's the only.
Are you listening to the 97.9 FM or the 1590 AM signal?
97.9.
If you ever have trouble, just flip to the other one, man. I got two of them for you.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steven. Welcome to the family, man.
No, thank you.
Love it when the Dems, the loyal blue team up in Green Bay, we're going to turn that city blue. Not because it's Crudy's on the blue team. You heard him say it. He's going to turn it blue. No, unfortunately, the red team has become so extreme.
Well, and they've had a monopoly up there for years. Come on, I grew up in the Appleton area, in the Fox Valley area, and I know a lot of the folks up there, man. If that's all you're exposed to, that's all the point is, right? You listen to the Brewer game, and then next thing you know, in the morning, you go to milk the cows, and now you got right-wing talk radio nonstop. You talk about the 80-some right-wing channels. That doesn't even include the religious channel. So the fact that there's even a different option for those who will flip around and find something, hell, want to be challenged, hear a different idea other than what right-wing talk radio is giving you, there's a huge opportunity for civic media, for the devil's advocates, for progressive talk, whatever, the truth, because most people want the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts, but then you get over it. Then it's just normal.
Here's the other thing I will tell you, Dom. I was telling you a couple of my foundational truths. I love this state. The state of Wisconsin. I realize some are listening outside the state of Wisconsin. But I've rarely found a person in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps excepting you, CJ, that I wouldn't want to have a, you know, six-pack of beer with over a campfire. And I feel like if given the opportunity, we would find some common ground. Because I don't care if we're at a Trump rally, whatever, Dom. There are people in the grocery store behind me tonight when I go and pick up whatever's for dinner that aren't going to agree with me, right? That whatever the topic, they don't like my favorite football team. They don't like something that I like, but only when it becomes the politics thing. This becomes so damn tribal. And you and I, we've talked about this for years, Tom. It's never personal. It's only politics. You don't think I've done some trash talking and then had to go meet a guy at the Capitol and said, oh, yeah, that thing I said about you, Senator, I was joking. You can't take a joke, Senator? Speaker Voss? Any of you guys, you know what I mean? So we're going to have a good time. We're going to bust some you-know-whats. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Not the truth I think the Democratic Party wants you to hear, but the unvarnished truth. And when the Dems screw up, you're going to hear about it. 844-967-2789. In case you didn't know, who's next? Who's next? Brett from Eureka, California. Welcome, Brett. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. glad to have to hear that you're having this kind of existential discussion today. And I have to say, you guys have really, you know, brought it over the years. And I know that this is, seems like an argument, you know, not to have maybe the viewpoint of the other side. But I think it's so important for you guys to recognize the fact that it's not just us versus them, but we're all in this together. If by having ads like that on your radio station, I think you also invite in the chance that other people might be listening. Maybe there are people that are Gableman supporters or whatever, and they might potentially listen to the radio station having heard something about the ad. But then listening to you guys, maybe they're converted. I mean, there's always the potential that you're doing good in a sense that you're opening up to, you know, other people listening, other people getting perspectives, other people understanding that, hey, these guys are, you know, sending us a message, but they're also, you know, in addition to running a business and making money, they're also opening up the other side to listen and to, you know, potentially weigh in on this. So I think what you're doing is a good thing. I think it's important to have different perspectives on the radio. As tough as it will be to hear that ad, and I haven't heard it yet. I don't know if you've actually run it yet, but yeah, I think keep up with what you're doing, and I support you 100%.
Well, Brett, appreciate your kind words. I take them as kind words. Dom, you were brought on to be the contrarian, and in many ways, you've come a little left along with me as, you know, the right has become more extreme. And it's not so much that you've abandoned the right as they've abandoned you, and I know all that. But what I would say, Dom, is, I don't know, man. what I want to say is I truly do feel like if all I wanted to do was appeal to those that already agreed with me as a progressive, then I didn't need you. No offense to you, man. I love having you on the radio.
The point was to have the confrontation and have those kinds of arguments. And you're right. You know, I thought it was one thing until I started hanging around it and seeing it and then seeing how extreme it got. And apparently I ain't that. So, but either way, what I can do and what I think we do is look at things fairly objectively and try to make it a best assessment given our life experiences and what we know and tell you what we think about different issues. So it's certainly lots of opinion. In my opinion, like lots of other people's opinions, you know, they can change as new facts become aware of you, as you become aware of new facts, you have permission to change your mind. And I've changed my mind on lots of issues over the course of the last 20 years. You know, I'm not the same guy I was 30 years ago, and I don't know if I'll be the same guy 20 years from now. But that's okay. Hopefully it's an evolution, not devolving. But that's the point. It's exposure and being objective and being open to learning different things. We have the Devil's Advocates. Learn here. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
He says we're going the wrong way.
Wrong!
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
That was
just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 10 below. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 10 above. Lows around 1 above. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Mainly clear Wednesday with a high of 23. 27 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 4 below.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. Our pal Bill Press is going to join us. He's a podcaster. He is a pundit. He is a prognosticator. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, Bill is going to join the big show.
Dominic, you know how I do love promoting other radio products, but in this case,
especially when other people do it,
I'm going to make an exception. Our buddy Earl Ingram tomorrow has got Judge Everett Mitchell in the 8 o'clock hour, and the mother of Cade Reddington, who is the victim of the fentanyl overdose, and his family have tried to question Jennifer Doro, the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, because he or friends allege that Jennifer Doro's son, Michael Doro, sold the fatal dose to the now deceased Cade Reddington, a UW-Milwaukee student. Again, no criminal charges. We talked about this last week. Not to date. 15 months in, ongoing investigation, and the parents are losing patience. So in the 9 o'clock hour Central Time tomorrow morning, the mother of Cade Reddington is going to join our pal Earl Ingram. You will have to tune in to WAUK. Stephen up in Green Bay, you can tune in 97.9 FM, WGBW, also WISS. And one other big note. I'll hold off. Stealing Earl's thunder. I'll wait for
you. Big tease.
He's got one more big announcement coming up next Monday, but we'll talk about that next Monday. Let's talk to our audience. All the good people that want to join us at 844-967-2789. Before we get there, one more thought, Tom. You kind of ran me over in the last one. Let me say this to you, Dom, in all sincerity. The emotion, the real emotion that we throw at each other at times on the airwaves, I don't think most marriages would sustain what our friendship has sustained over the last soon to be 12 years on the airwaves. So thanks for being on this crazy path with me, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Not that we're going to stop doing it today.
Well, I mean, 30 years will get you that. But that's the thing, though. We give permission. You're not going to agree with everyone all the time, right? And I think sometimes when you have relationships, it gives you a little room to breathe in those relationships, man. You can push buttons a little harder because it's not personal. It's about whatever the topic is you're discussing.
Well, where we started this conversation some time ago, Dom, sometimes you make it personal.
Right now, you that way.
You beat the snot out of me and you chastise me and my superpower sometimes, as you know, Dom, my obstinance, my self belief that I'm right allows me to put on the blinders and do what people say should not be done, could not be done. And, you know, often doubting yours truly, I got to tell you, Dom, you know, a lot of people have doubted us and the fact that we have persevered. And I don't mean just as a radio show. Come on, man. That's the easy part. You and I both know what we do is the fun part. This is the payoff for us. All the hard work we do off the air, building this network, I never wanted to do any of that hard work.
Right. I just wanted to do a show with Crudy, man.
We just had to build a network so there was a network where the super coolest, greatest radio show ever could play out and make friends like all you fine people out there on the phones. So anyways, thank you, Dom. And I can tell you, sometimes it's hard being this right this often, Dom.
You're welcome, Crudy. It's
heavy
good to be with you, man.
Is the head that where's the crown? Yeah. Something like that. 844-967-2789. Dean on the road. What's happening, Dean? What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, I hear you're making young women cry, Crudy.
Who's making young women cry? Oh, only because they hate the choices I make. Ask my daughter. I've been making her cry her whole life.
Well, she had the same concerns I did, you know, when I first heard that. And I was just kind of hoping this doesn't snowball into something like, you know, say...
Like you voting for Dan Kelly, Dean? What, are you confessing to us? You're starting to have second thoughts about voting for Dan?
No, I just...
You're not voting for Dan Kelly, so what are you worried about?
I'm worried about that Evan reaches in the refrigerator and pulls out a spotted cow, and you say, no, you can't have that. I'm saving that for Rojo.
Oh!
Or...
Dean, that's getting a little close to home, even, Dean.
The only reserve spotted cow in this cupboard is the one that Tom Nelson used as a prop at the DPW. I got the Tom Nelson, the official spotted cow, Dean. Man, this is the sort of rough treatment I'm telling you. Someday I'm going to quit the sport, Dean, and it's all going to be your fault.
Crudy, I don't want to hear... The Pizza Box and CJ show, okay? You don't need that.
Point, counterpoint.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. We try, man. Thanks for calling.
844-967-2789. Since we blazed a trail in Green Bay, if you know what I'm saying now, we got some Green Bay callers like Russ on WGBW. Welcome, Russ. What do you got for us?
Hi, Russ.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
I'm a new listener. Excited you guys are up in this market. I'm also a business owner, and I completely get it with carrying different products and need to do that to make the business work. I'm in the restaurant business. Some of my products are organic, some aren't. And every once in a while, you get that customer that's upset that everything's not organic. So I completely understand the Dan Kelly ads.
No, you don't.
Business. You got to find that balance.
But I feel like the people are accusing me, Russ, of purposefully serving processed food to their refined organic palates.
Right? Exactly. You've always got that handful of people that don't get it. But if only we could all be 100% organic 100% of the time, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Russ, appreciate it. When I go walking down to the Willie Street, though, man, I can't afford to be that organic all the time. I'm a working stiff on the radio. Love talking to you and Dominic, but mostly you at 844-967-2789.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Another Memphis police officer has been disciplined in the Tyre Nichols case. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
A Memphis police officer identified as Preston Hemphill has been suspended for his involvement in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. He's been relieved of duty with pay pending an administrative hearing.
Five officers have already been fired and charged with murder. Three fire department employees also fired. Dicey weather from Texas to Pennsylvania. Here's WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Actual ice storm warning for some major cities like Little Rock to Pine Bluff. Jonesboro is included in this. Memphis, Tennessee as well, or cross over towards Jackson and Lexington.
President Biden is ending COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th.
What this means, though, is that things like vaccines and treatments will no longer be covered by the federal government and then will be covered by insurance, and prices of those are expected to go up significantly.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus. This is CBS News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Always happier with your participation. Kind of breaks the monotony of the marriage of 12 years Dom and I have here on this radio program.
That's the 12 years of marriage on the radio and 30 years. Man, you're my college roommate. You're welcome.
As are you. I did help subsidize the lifestyle of that place. The state of our union is weak, according to many, many people. New polling. Nobody thinks the state of the union very strong. Want to throw some of this out there, and we will make time for your calls. 844-967-2789. If you want to tell Crudy he's wrong for taking some Dan Kelly ads, get in line and go gentle on him.
You know, I think probably it's about, it's not half and half. I think it's 60-40 approving of you, Crudy. I mean, I haven't heard a whole lot, maybe even more. 70-30 so far.
That's better than I got at the house right now. Dominic, more than 60% of people think the State of the Union is weak, not strong. According to a new Maris poll, the negative rating comes as Congress settles in from the chaos of a historic fight over the speaker election, the current and former president dealing with scandals around classified documents, and lawmakers facing down a debt limit crisis of Republican creation. They should have there at the Hill, Dom, but I threw it in there for good measure. Here's the part I want to get to. An overwhelming majority of independent voters and Republicans hold a negative opinion of the state of the country. 72% of independents and 69% of Republicans. So more independents than Republicans believe that the State of the Union is not very strong or not strong at all, according to Marist, about 1,250 people polled. Dominic, amongst Democrats, it's not exactly like we're overwhelmed here with the... Anyways, let me just get to the numbers. And then the phones, 844-967-2789. Just be patient a moment longer. Democrats were nearly evenly divided on the question. 49% said it's very strong or strong. 48% saying it's not very strong or not strong at all. 1% is the balance. Joe is plus one, or at least the State of the Union. You know, he's got the big speech coming up next Tuesday, Dom. Despite the negative overall view from Americans, Biden's approval rating has remained steady at 42.
Woohoo!
That's kind of better than Trump, right? Anyways.
Marginally, yes.
Respondents pointed to partisan extremism in both parties as a problem in the U.S. A 52% majority of respondents said that extremism in the Republican Party is the issue or an issue. 46% said it's an issue in the Democratic Party.
Now, and that's the thing about polling.
Both sides do it.
Yeah, come on. Both sides don't do it. Only one side sacked the Capitol. You know what I mean? Only one side is making a fight about this debt ceiling, right? 25% of our national debt occurred under the Trump administration. Now, no doubt Republicans and Dems had to come together to spend the money. But that is a fact. That's where a majority of it, most of it, at least in the near term, came from Donald Trump. And I'd like to know, I mean, we're talking about extremism. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene with the Jewish space lasers, George Santos. Hell, I heard Speaker McCarthy over the weekend telling some of the Sunday shows, oh, Congress is broken. Well, why do you think that is, man? Maybe it's because you and these megas that you've now put into these committees. I don't doubt for a minute that people have a low rating of Congress, but thankfully, I don't think it's as bad as some would have you perceive it to be.
844-967-2789. Never knew you as a glass half full optimist. Catherine from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Cody. I'm Dom. I'm calling because I was listening to the radio and I heard that ad for Dan Kelly some time ago when he first started running it. And I thought, well, this is odd to hear this on here, but it was a completely honest ad. If you listen to it and you vote for him, you're not voting liberal anyway. So I think that it's just informative and it was helpful to me to make sure that I knew who was running and which side they're on, you know, which ones I want to vote for and which I don't. So I didn't see a problem with it.
I
do have a question though.
Real quick, Catherine, and then your question. I don't think when we see eventually, if we see some Doro ads, Jennifer Doro is the other conservative, the celebrity judge, mm-hmm. let's call her. I think she's going to be a lot blurrier as to her politics. I don't think she's going to be bragging about her Regent Law School degree and the fact that it's, you know, Christ above everything and God hates the gays. But apparently in some way, shape or form, that is her advocacy.
Well, you're going to be putting out a lot of information on all the candidates. I mean, that's one of the purposes, isn't it, that you really want to get a lot of information out on this this election because it's so important?
Every day.
So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so if you're listening, you're going to hear who's standing up for what, and then, you know, you're going to vote the way you want to vote. And that's the best we can get, is to have an informed electorate, which makes me so happy to hear. I was amazed. I looked on the app you have at the stations you have, and every time I turn the app on, there's more and more stations on there. It doesn't even fit on one page anymore. So I'm just glad to see that. It's really exciting, and I'm glad that everybody will be hearing, you know, the word all over Wisconsin. But
you had a question, Catherine. Don't want to forget your question.
Yes, I know. The question is, is everything going to be called Civic Media then, or do, like, will all this, like, if, like, is it
every overall, station has got Civic? Its own name and brand and call sign.
Okay.
And then Civic Media is like the
umbrella.
Yeah, let's say ESPN as an example. You can be an ESPN affiliate, like here in Madison. I know Craig Carmesan's the ESPN affiliate. But we're the network is like da-da-da-da-da-da. That's like us. We'll be the network.
Okay.
We'll support them with this great radio program all across the Civic Media Network. And Dom and I are fortunate enough, we play in a few places beyond, like Minneapolis and Chicago, and on a national app called Progressive Voices. But Catherine, we're not changing. We're just getting better every day.
So what's Devil's Advocate going? That's going to disappear completely?
No,
you will be
Devil's Advocate's, no, that's still us.
You'll keep the name Devil's Advocate.
No one's even trying to take that one away from us yet. But, no, everyone likes it because Devil's Advocate.
It's very similar to Devil Radio, Catherine. I can see how obviously that was, presumably, Crudy, tell me if I'm wrong, that was the impetus, Devil Radio with the Devil's Advocates. I mean,
well,
how else can come up with
it? Twitter handle is literally at Devil Radio, and through the years, Catherine, that got a little blurry, and people started calling the different machinations at Devil Radio or tagging us incorrectly. And then finally, my friend Kathy Adams, who I hope's listening right now, over a couple of glasses of wine on the back deck, said, "Crudy, screw it. Let's just be Devil Radio." And for some reason, in that moment, it seemed like an epiphany. And we were Devil Radio, and I've regretted it many days since. Not me so much as, you know, just fighting the good fight against everybody else.
You're right, regretting the abuse he's taken over the years, Catherine.
That's more like it.
Okay.
Catherine, really appreciate you listening to Devil Radio. It's still Devil Radio
now,
baby.
Right.
It's not going down easy.
It is Devil Radio when the Devil's Advocates are on the radio, at Devil Radio. That's the Twitter handle.
So we can keep being us.
Yes, of course. That's never going to stop.
They're just moving the station.
I don't know how to be anything else, Crudy.
Unfortunately.
I know.
844-967-2789. I saw someone poked me on the Civic Media Twitter. Mike and Dom. I'm like, who's this Mike fellow you keep talking about? I'm like, this is Crudy, man. Get it right. Kurt on the road. How you doing, Kurt? Welcome.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, guys. See, running that ad is a great idea, and here's why. You got these rural sections of Wisconsin that are red, and if they're flipping through and they flip into that ad, they're going to immediately assume it's another Republican network. So they'll lock onto it at least for a while, and then they'll start scratching their heads trying to figure out what's going on. So I think that's a big bump. I think it's a great idea. And as to these polls, I don't take any, I don't even pay attention to, because every time you like the poll you just quoted, I think of the scene of Monty Python. Is she a witch?
Yes! Can we bone, huh?
Yeah, you know, throw her in and see if she floats. The public has been, the mid-class is destroyed, and the public, at least half of it, has become a bunch of morons. So, you know, I take no credence of those polls. You know, of course, when you have no middle class and only the top 1% or 10% is getting everything they want, of course you're going to say it sucks. It's not doing anything, right?
They don't got medical.
Well, the economy is rigged. Bernie got it right, and Trump stole that populist message. They know. I mean, many of my friends that are Republicans, they know something's not right about society. They cannot get ahead. And that's the part that's so frustrating to them. They saw their parents get ahead, but they can't get ahead. And I think we all have that in common. And so often we are pitted against each other. Think of the Scott Walker example here in the state of Wisconsin. If you're from rural Wisconsin, it's those damn city folks. If you're a private sector employee, it's those damn public sector employees. You know what I mean? It's always us against them. And when they pit us against them, us against our Republican neighbors or our Democratic neighbors or Dom, whatever it is, when it's us against them, they win. They that are rigging the economy against the working class, Kurt. That's what's rigged. The economy's rigged. The elections are damn safe in this state.
Well, that's the beauty of that scene of Monty Python. The crowd can no longer think on their own two feet. No critical thinking skills. They can be pushed in any direction that you want to push them. That's all I got.
Well, not this audience, Kurt. A, they're contrarian. They've been listening to Dom too long.
Come on.
I think our audience is thoughtful, whether they perceive themselves to be Democrats or what I would perceive to be reasonable independents, people that make up their own mind, good Republicans, they still exist. They're our neighbors. They hate the broken system, too. They don't like it any better than we do. You better not vote for Trump again, 844. Or Dan Kelly, ever, 844.
Thank you for the clarity, Michael.
I'll keep cashing his checks, though. 844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Madeline. From Minneapolis. Welcome.
Hi, Madeline.
Hello. I have just been turned on to your show, and it's perfect timing for the end of my evenings, and I've been really enjoying it.
Well, thank you.
Especially hearing today about those polls and the State of the Union, and it gave me a question that I wanted to ask you. What do you think one should say to someone who compares the extreme left with the extreme right? Who says they're the same problem?
That's a great one, Madeline. I think that they're often misinformed by Fox News. They say, oh, there were riots all across the nation. I mean, you live in Minneapolis. They point towards peaceful protest, generally peaceful protest, and they don't note the fact that there were Proud Boys and agitators in those crowds, and often it led to violent outcomes. Madeline, what I would point towards is January 6th. Only one side tried to overturn the government.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no analogous, is- but your side did X.
Yeah, and specific examples, Madeline. I mean, we can go down the list of the white nationalists and the Proud Boys and 3%ers and all these other crews that are behind the MAGA and supporting the MAGA movement. That's not happening on the left. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We are happening here, 844-967-2789.
I'm sure very good people on both sides.
Yeah.
We'll find the witch, might we burn, huh?
Welcome to the party, pal.
But she's a witch.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 8 below. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 10 above. Tomorrow night, lows around 1 above. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 20s to the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 6 below.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So the last segment of the day, if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, it's funny. Today I announced we were killing the Devil Radio brand. Once upon a time, we had a 10-day countdown to the death of WXXM, the former Mike, the heartless radio version. Now, you know the same great show that you love and all the other great shows. It's not changing much, although there are a few wonderful additions. But Dom, the Devil Radio brand is dead. Friday.
The radio station that was called Devil Radio is dead. The Devil's Advocate show lives on.
It does. In perpetuity in the Hall of Fame, I suspect. But for now, on the radio, each day, live, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, whatever hours, West Coast, 2 to 4. I forget because we play out in different places, but not on the West Coast. So that was just an error. Sorry, brain's just breaking. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. Yeah,
thank you.
All right, good. Hey, you know what? You can do whatever you want with that Devil's Advocate Radio. I just got this smartphone, and it's going to remain the Devil's Advocate Radio show. #, the greatest radio show ever.
Excellent.
And that's where it's going to stay.
Yeah, baby.
Excellent.
Hey.
You know what I was going to say, Rico? Well, I make this big announcement, you know, my life. I feel like, although perhaps Dom is really the devil in Devil Radio, but I've always kind of felt like it was me. And I'm killing Devil Radio as a brand, and I'm killing some small part of my ego. And all people keep doing is calling and objecting to Dan Kelly ads.
Well, the good news is, Curdy, you got plenty of ego left. You'll be just fine.
But a little bit of it dies on Friday.
Hey, do I got time to talk about something else besides Kelly?
Well, you just did.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. All right. No, I want to talk about this Jennifer Doerle. And I'm telling you what, this guest that Earl's going to have on tomorrow, I'll tell you what, if it was my son that died at that young age, and it's been a year and a half, I'll tell you what, that's a woman's story I want to listen to. Because believe me, they have dug underneath every rock, investigated everything that they could. And if it was your child, by God, after that long, you would get to the bottom of something. You would have some knowledge on that situation.
Well, the Journal Sentinel interview. The Journal Sentinel did independent interviews with friends of the now deceased Cade Reddington, as it was described in the Dan Bice reporting last week. And they made the accusation that Mike Doerle, the son of Jennifer Doerle, sold what was supposed to be a Percocet, but turned out to apparently contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. And Cade Reddington died of that fentanyl. He went, rode a scooter back to UWM and died in his dorm room. And the parents have approached Jennifer Doerle. No criminal charges have been filed, but the mother of the now deceased, Cade Reddington, will appear on Earl's show tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour. And if you want to hear that, you got to tune in on WAUK 540 AM or find it on the Civic Media app. That one would certainly be worth a listen.
Yeah. All right, Rico. Yeah, Rico, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. I can't imagine, you know, being a parent, having to be in that situation, and then have this the judge, you know, the mother of the alleged perpetrator of this alleged crime, ignore you, to tell you I'm not going to talk to you, and that same person also now running as for a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice position, kind of goes against everything I would expect and everything I would want in a Supreme Court justice. Just me talking. 844-967-2789.
My understanding, according to the family, they feel like they've been very unfairly treated by right-wing talk radio, specifically host Dan O'Donnell. He eviscerated this family. Doro is the chosen candidate of the right. I mean, Dan Kelly announced his intent a long time ago. He's already been a loser. He lost by 163,000 votes. Understandably, the Republican Party and the donor base and everybody else that supports and wants to see Republicans continue to control the balance of the court, they didn't want Dan Kelly. They see him as a weak candidate. I don't know if a few of our audience members realize this. The best thing that could happen to the left is Dan Kelly wins the primary. But anyways, Doro is the chosen candidate. She is the more supported candidate. She's the more charismatic candidate. She's got the higher celebrity appeal. And she's not the pompous ass, at least in the vocal inflection, that Dan Kelly is. I mean, even Dan Kelly's friends, if he has any, I don't think they like Dan Kelly. So she's the best hope they have. And she's got this thing in her son's recent past, and she'd like to put it behind her, but the timing's a bitch. 844-967-2789. It took some big ones to decide in the middle of this going on with your family. And I can understand, she's a lawyer in her own regard, a judge, right? She's not going to go and make public comment or private comment,
sir,
to the victim's family. You can understand why, for legal reasons, why, yes, she wouldn't want to expose her son or herself to that liability. But holy schmoly, then don't go run for Supreme Court.
Right, exactly.
That seems like a pretty private thing that you'd want to keep in the family and not go make exposure of on the front page of the Journal Sentinel.
Well, and if you're going to run, you can still be, you know, legally protected by not discussing whatever you want to or you think may want to discuss. But to listen to a grieving family's concerns, you can't even do that. You can't even just sit there and listen and nod your head and listen. You want people's votes and you can't listen? You're not worthy.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison probably got the last voice today. What is it, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
I'm loving this. It took 50 minutes to talk to you. That shows me how popular you guys are getting. Real quick, I'm going to give you some breaking news after I get to what I was going to tell you.
Make it quick, man. We're running out of time for breaking.
Here it is. Kelly, keep your friends closer, you know, that old one.
Friends close and your enemies closer?
Yes. And that's why I love what you're doing, Crude. Why wouldn't you do this? And then, real quick, would you rather go back to Christmas music? Not me. And then last but not least, Trump is saying that that idiot out there in Arizona, when the recount, she's going to win. Isn't that special?
Oh, Trump's special, all right.
Carrie Lake is angling to be Trump's vice president, Dick.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our friend, Mark Thompson, he's a firebrand in his own regard. The Paul Revere Show at 7, Native Roots Radio at 6. Keep it locked. Civic Media, Devil Radio for a few more days.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see.
Sugoi! Maxink Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.